Will the Houston Astros win another series and take two out of three from the Guardians? That's right. After taking three out of four from the Rangers, and the Rangers doing the Lord's work on the same night, beating the Angels to further the gap between the Astros and the Angels. That is awesome. We're going to talk about Christian Javier. We're going to talk about the few hits they got. We're going to talk about, in spite of this offense really taking off, that they're still getting the job done. At home, Minute Maid Park, Presley gets a save. Glad y'all came to hang out with us. Let's talk Astros baseball.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talks Astros. Find the show at Locked On Astros. Brett, where can I find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and Instagram, and at Astros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Astros. This episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com. It's reliably low prices with a great website, all the parts your car will ever need at RockAuto.com. So basically, the Astros come in tonight and they only score two runs. They get seven hits, and you really want this offense to get off the ground, Eric, because when it matters most, I think late in the season, and I think the offense is going to find itself ultimately. If you have home field advantage for a playoff series or seven game series, you're going to be playing more games at home. So you need this offense to get off the ground, and it is sputtering a little bit. But Christian Javier, literally within the first couple innings, had six or seven strikeouts and was flirting with the no-hitter tonight. And you put on the front, born to be a starter. I love Christian Javier as a starter. I think he does a great job. And we'll talk later on in the show what happens when Odorizzi comes back. Do you keep him in that spot or do you move him back in the bullpen?
Yeah, that's the issue we have. Odorizzi has been great this year. Like, this is not 2020. This is not 2021. This is 2022, where Jake Odorizzi is actually a great starter. What do you do with him? Do you make him be a long reliever? Or do you make him be a starter? And that's what you have to do.
Well, but he's proven that he can do both. And he proved that he could be a very good reliever last season. So, honestly, I am fine with him fitting in wherever he fits in best. Right. Like our viewers are saying, the offense is going to hit its stride. I'm not necessarily worried about the offense. Jose Siri, who I think is the fourth or fifth outfielder, the odd man.
He played right field today.
He played right field, and he went 2 for 3 tonight. He stole a couple bases. Jose Siri did his part. Gurriel's the only other Astro to have a multi-hit game. Bregman got a hit late in the game, went 1 for 4. Altuve was 1 for 4. When you have seven hits and you only score two runs, you hope that your pitching holds up. And tonight, the pitching did hold up.
Yeah, you look at Blake Taylor gave up one run, and he was the only one that gave up a run. And Javier gave up 0 runs in 5 2/3 innings. Stanek only pitched 1/3 of an inning. Then you had Blake Taylor came up and pitched 2/3 innings. Neris only pitched 1/3 of an inning. Then you had Montero come in and does what he did. He pitched one inning, and then you had Presley come in, and he only pitched one inning, but one earned run and 12 strikeouts. I mean, job done. I mean, what else do you want?
Exactly. And five relievers go a total of 3 1/3 innings between five relief pitchers. Cause you were like, before the show, you're like, man, they used a lot of pitching, and you didn't realize it cause they were in and then they were out. They did their job. It got a little questionable there towards the end with a guy on second, third, with one out. And Cleveland has a team where they have some hitters. They have Kwan, they have Ramirez, they have Straw. They have some guys in that lineup that can hit. And although the Guardians aren't having the best season, they can stink up and get you. So tonight, the Astros did enough. The Astros got the first hit on the board. The Astros scored the first run. And then they never gave up that lead. So a 2-1 victory, I'll take it. A 2 out of 3 series win, I'll take it. On top of the Angels' loss, hey, let's go. I mean, this is Astros baseball.
Okay. All right, Brett, you have your 45 seconds. You ready? Jeremy Pena and Tucker had the day off. Go.
Oh, I don't have a problem with it. You know why I don't have a problem with it? Jeremy Pena, if you look, they actually put out an article about votes, giving out votes early to who they would give their vote to Rookie of the Year. Jeremy Pena received 35 votes. Dude, Jeremy Pena is the leader in all rookies. I don't mind resting him. And I was upset about his rest earlier in the season. But when it's explained to you in a way that makes sense, it makes sense. And I can't argue with it. He's never played a 162-game season. Last year was the most games he's played before, and he was injured for a portion of that. He is an all-or-nothing type of kid. He's not going to go out there and slough around on the field. So this kid, giving him his rest on a long season when your body's not conditioned to do that, is a lot easier for us as armchair quarterbacks or armchair pitchers to say, oh, when I was 20-something, I played every game. Well, yeah, you probably weren't playing in the major leagues, and you probably played 10 games in that beer softball league, and of course you did that when you were 20-something, right? So Jeremy Pena being off tonight, it was fine. Elibnis Diaz, his worst position is shortstop. He was there. Whatever. The Astros still won 2-1. I'm cool with it. I'm learning how to temper my frustration and disappointment when I don't see stars in the game. Hey,
finally,
listen. I may be a teacher in real life, but I'm always a student, especially when it comes to baseball.
The Astros are 29-16, and they are first in the AL West, and you're finally learning how to chill out and trust Dusty?
Well, here's the deal. I do trust Dusty, but I have the mindset of how I understand the game, okay? And what I've learned is, in understanding baseball, is you can have your philosophy and what you think baseball should be, but if you are going to be a fan of Major League Baseball, you have to be willing to understand how they see the game. So you have to look at it from different perspectives. Right. And that goes for anything in life. I mean, kids, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you are going to survive in life, you can't just look at things through one lens. You have to see it through multiple lens. And you know who doesn't get paid to be manager of the team? This guy. You know who never made it to the majors? This guy. And so at the end of the day, I know my place. I do know my expectations, where I feel players should be, because baseball was different growing up. I went and saw Facing Nolan. They don't make players like they used to. Players don't go long. Nolan Ryan would literally tell his coach. He was like, you got a pile of dung in the bullpen, you're not going to replace me with them. I'm staying in here. I'm going to pitch a full game.
Brett, you're saying that they don't make parts like they used to. So you're saying that if Nolan Ryan was pitching nowadays, they'll say, yo, we need to go to Rock Auto to get somebody for the bullpen?
Man, I don't know if Nolan Ryan would argue with that. I think Nolan Ryan would probably think he is made of parts that are from Rock Auto because he's that good. He's like Superman. And this Rock Auto is like the Superman of auto parts places. Yeah, I mean, you can go to the dealership. Why? You can go to the storefront. I don't know why you would do that. I mean, if your car is broken down in the driveway, you can't drive there, obviously. So go to your computer. Open up your mobile device, type in rockauto.com. You will spend 30, 50, sometimes 100% less than you would in a storefront. And they also aren't going to upcharge you because you're not a mechanic. See, most of us aren't mechanics. We leave the mechanic things up to mechanics. But there are plenty of things with our car, our truck, our van, SUV, whatever it is you drive that you can do yourself. So go to rockauto.com. Check out their easy-to-use website. Check out all the parts, all the options they have. And when you go there, you have to see all the parts they have available. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
Speaking of all the parts you'll ever need, why don't you check out the Locked On Now podcast? They do a great job of putting all the parts of all the lockdown nows all around the network.
But here's the thing. You're going to get great recaps, and you need to check it out because you get it in less than 30 minutes, and you get updated on all the scores. You don't have to go to websites and all that stuff. It's easy.
Today's game was a little intense. I mean, it was a close game. Christian Javier didn't give up any runs. Blake Taylor gave up a run, but 7 hits, 2 runs, obviously 2 RBIs. They struck out 7 times, and it was 16 runners left on base. But
let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this, Eric. The team left 7 on base, and the box score, it says 16. The bottom line is this. The players that are up to bat, when they have runners on base, that's going to go towards them. They went 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. That's not great, okay? Right. They need to do a better job in those areas. Now, it's the Cleveland Guardians. We're not exactly playing the best team in the major leagues. But when you get to all of these other good teams that we're going to play, you need to make sure that you're hitting with runners in scoring position. They have the ability to do that. I don't see any problems. I don't see any issues with this team having longevity, having staying power. I still, Eric, would put this team against anybody in the ALCS and would pick the Astros right now every single time, even against the Yankees. I think the Yankees have won a lot of really good games. They've had walk-offs against lesser teams. They played a lot of lesser teams. They've won the games they're supposed to win. Let's see how they do when they have a tougher schedule. It's going to flip a little bit. And the Astros have had one of the toughest schedules coming into the first half of the season. And I mean, there are so many things that haven't even happened yet. McCullers hasn't come back. Odorizzi hasn't come back, was having a great year. We don't know if they're going to try to bring up Brown at the end of the year or Lee. We don't know what they're going to do at the trade deadline. Are they going to go get another bat? Are they going to go get another pitcher? We don't know. It is definitely a season where Justin Verlander looks like he's on a Cy Young path. Jeremy Peña looks like he's headed for Rookie of the Year. And heck, Justin Verlander could win Comeback Player of the Year and Cy Young in the same season. I think that would be astounding.
Yeah.
You would think the use of more pitchers meant that something was going on that wasn't
good. Yeah, my voice is a little dry because I was shouting out throughout the game. And I met this guy and I've got a teacher's voice. And like, let me shout out to this guy.
Eric was razzing Bregman. Eric was actually razzing the Astros. So I was like, wait, you're razzing the wrong team. Anyways, it was fun. We had a blast. It was a good game to be at. The atmosphere, even midweek, was phenomenal. And if you're ever at an Astros game, you need to let us know through social media, because if we end up being the same game, we would love to meet you. We met so many people tonight. We met a lot of new fans, hopefully introduced a lot of people to the podcast for the first time. And we really do love what we do. We grind every day for you guys. We've got tomorrow night, I've got Joey Luperfito's interview going up. Next Monday, we have Quincy Hamilton, who just got called up from Fayetteville to Asheville. I'm going to interview him. Sunday night, we've got a super fan. Wynn is going to come on, talk to us about all his exploits and adventures. This guy goes to pretty much every game all season long. And so we just have a blast doing what we do. So thank y'all for supporting us.
You had the A squad pitching in today's game. So that means a victory. So what else can you ask for? So, yeah, this was a interesting game. It was one of those close games. The anxiety or the whatever you call it, this is not the type of game for you. But if you like the close games and the pitching duels, this is the type of game for you, because this was a close game, 2-1 type of game. And the Astros just continue their dominance. And yes, they lost one game, but just looking at what Gurriel got, 2 hits. And then if Castro starts hitting, and if you look at the guys that if they start hitting, if this offense starts hitting overall, what would this offense be?
Oh, it's definitely one of the most deadly offenses. It will be up there with the Dodgers and everybody else. And so James Cook says there's nothing wrong with the catcher. His defense saves you 1 to 1.5 runs per game. There are more ways to win a baseball game besides hitting. No, that's correct. And it would be nice offensively for the Astros to have a catcher that could hit. And it makes you wonder if Corey Lee, when he comes up, when he gets called up, if he is the answer on that guy. So,
You know what I do want to talk about in a second is I do want to talk about the fact that we got the Astros, we got the Angels kind of sputtering a little bit, and the fact that the Astros are looking like they're going to repeat in the AL West, and you know what? That will look good, and
so with spring in the air, it's a time of renewal and growth, personally and professionally. All your small business grows. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. Create a free job post in minutes and on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond, the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame in your LinkedIn profile. Spread the word that you're hiring so your network can know that to know where to find you. And that way the right people will find you. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one, delivering quality hires and leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonMLB. That's linkedin.com/lockedonMLB to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. So if you're looking for the perfect opportunity to face a candidate that you're likely going to beat, it's the Seattle Mariners. And that's the team that the Astros are going to face. They're reeling. They are a team that is, I think they are 18 and 27 on the season in Seattle. And it's going to be, it's going to be a totally different ball game. I know the Astros are going to be flexing against Chris Flexen in that game. And Justin Verlander with his 6-1 record with a 1.22 ERA with 49 strikeouts is going to be going against Flexen.
Flexen, here's the deal. Flexen's 1-6. Flexen's the exact opposite. Yeah, Flexen has almost a 5 ERA, only 31 strikeouts. I think they go into Seattle. I think they take care of business. I think they go into Oakland after that. I think they take care of business there. I don't see this road trip being a bad thing for now. And
is this a jinx right here?
JV on Friday calling it. No, I wouldn't call that a jinx. I mean, no, look, here's the deal. I watched the Facing Nolan series, and for his final, I mean, for every one of his series, the radio guy says, Nolan Ryan's taking a no-hitter into the eighth inning. Nolan Ryan's taking a no-hitter into the ninth inning. So I guess that debunks the debunking. I wouldn't worry about it. You know, Justin Verlander, the way he's throwing, any night he could throw a no-hitter. That is just how he's been doing lately. The Astros actually hit pretty well out in Seattle. So I just think at the end of the day, the Astros are going to have their way with the Mariners.
Okay. Without looking, Brett, I need you to not cheat on me. Okay. Who has had the most success against Chris Flexen?
Yuli Gurriel.
No, absolutely not. He's batting 154 in 13 at bats.
I have no idea.
It is actually Yordan Alvarez with 429 in 7 at bats with 2 home runs and 5 RBIs.
There you go.
So also you have Martin Maldonado in 9 at bats. He has 1 home run in with 3 RBIs and 9 at bats. Also Kyle Tucker in 11 bats is batting 364. Jeremy Pena is batting 667 and 3 bats with 1 RBI. Jose Altuve is batting 231 and 13 bats. So, and Justin Verlander is somebody that the Mariners are not comfortable with. Let's just say that.
The Rangers have hits against Justin Verlander, but Justin Verlander's pitching like 10 year ago, Justin Verlander. And you know, here's the thing. It's not even vintage Verlander. It's like better than vintage Verlander.
Right.
That's how he's pitching.
Yeah. We're going to actually do a deep dive into this series tomorrow, but guys, thank you for listening to Locked On Astros podcast. The Astros took 2 of 3 from the Guardian series, and
continue to make Locked On Astros your team every day. Your first listen, but your second listen Let that be Locked On MLB with your pal Sully, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call him Sully as he recaps all the information and news and happenings around the league. To have a complete understanding of what goes on in Major League Baseball, check out Locked On MLB. Tell them that H-Town Wheelhouse and Eric Heisman from Locked On Astros sent you. For myself and Eric the Man Heisman, thank you so much for listening. This is a post-game wrap, and we will be back tomorrow to preview the Seattle series. Go Stros.